It's always good when we recognize the context in which Jesus speaks. So he was today speaking to those who were convinced of their own righteousness. It helps put into perspective the parable or the words of Jesus, because oftentimes we kind of just get dropped in the middle of it and we don't really have the context. So it's good when we sometimes back up a verse or two to put it in its proper context. And it's the famous parable that I'm sure most of us are familiar with and we've heard explained many times. It's the humility, the sincerity in which the Lord desires and requires of us when we go to pray. And so when we look at the first reading, for those of you who were at Mass yesterday, or if you follow along with the daily readings, we're back to the prophet Hosea. But interestingly, yesterday we had the end of the prophecy, chapter 14, and now we're back in chapter 6. And we have the first part is the people talking about themselves and about repentance, and then the second half is the Lord's response. And that constant theme of Lent and this theme of all of the prophets of come, let us return to the Lord. And they go and they expect there to be some discipline, some recourse that the Lord will have against them because of their sin. And in the context of the sacred scriptures, we know that the Lord chastises those he loves. And so just like those of you who have raised or are raising children, when they violate your commandments, right? Sometimes there are consequences. Sometimes there's punishment, there's chastisement. Not out of vengeance or retribution, but out of love, with a desire for proper formation of your children. And so when we face the consequences of our sins, by God's grace, we can see it as that, as the Lord providing opportunities for us to be reformed, to be transformed. And so they have this great aspiration to be repentant and to return and to bravely face the consequences. Because they say, he will revive us after 2 days. On the third day, he will raise us up. So it won't last that long. We can handle the punishment. And it's interesting, in 3 days, he will raise us up. Not that this is a direct reference to the resurrection of Jesus, but we can see a little foretaste, a little preparation in the hearts of the chosen people of what will come many years later. This 2 days being away and third day being raised up. The possibility of the resurrection is being planted in the hearts of the chosen people. But then, I mean, one way we can look at the response of the Lord is, what can I do with you, Ephraim? What can I do with you, Judah? Seriously? Are you going to try this again? How many times have you promised to return? How many times have you said, okay, this time I'm serious? Your piety is like the morning cloud, like the dew that passes away. You know, in Ecclesiastes, vanity of vanities, everything is vanity. Just the bubbles that appear and disappear just as quickly. This is what the Lord is saying, the piety, this religious expression, this outward show is just like that. It's just a flash in the pan. It's not lasting. It's not real. But he doesn't give up. Again, like the parents who know their kids are going to mess up again. Or when we go to confession, knowing that there's a good chance I'll be back again next week or next month. The mercy of God is unending. And it's not dependent upon our actions. We can be good because God loves us. We can be good because of God's mercy. We don't earn his love. We don't earn his mercy. We need his mercy. And the Pharisee in the gospel who did all the right things. I mean, you can't go to his resume and think find any sin there. But his heart is far from the Lord. He's doing all the right things. Whereas a tax collector is doing outwardly all the wrong things. But the position, the disposition of his heart is in the right place. And so in the opening prayer, the collect, when we pray that we enjoy the full effects of the Paschal mystery, of the Easter season. One of the effects, the main effect of the resurrection, of this life with Christ, is that we can look interiorly to see if our outward actions actually match with our inward disposition. Because all of this show, which is good and beautiful and necessary, can be for nothing if we don't let it change our hearts. And this is the invitation of Lent, the invitation of the gospel. As we come face to face with the mercy of God, who is not dependent upon our good works, or our good actions, or our good intentions, but who is endless in his mercy as he constantly, continually invites us back so that our hearts can change, so that we can offer right and true worship, so that our piety is no longer like the dew that passes in the morning, but it's a true and full expression of the return of the love. So this call to return is not simply to be back in the right place, but it's to return the exchange of love, the love that God, that Jesus died to give us.